Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Around 2006, a mysterious disease called colony collapse disorder began to decimate global bee populations. Beekeepers found their hives abandoned, the bees having disappeared without a trace. As honeybees are involved in pollination of 3/4 of the crops used in human food production worldwide, this was a reason for great concern. However, in spite of the massive effort to pinpoint the cause, no definitive conclusions have been reached to date. The disorder has variously been attributed to a parasite, the varroa mite, to climate change and to pesticides, in particular the family of chemicals called neonicotinoids. At this point in time, the prevailing scientific view is that the cause of the phenomenon is a combination of these and other less prominent factors. It has been shown, however, that neonicotinoids do have a negative effect on bees, suppressing their immune system and affecting their memory so that they become disoriented and cannot find their way home. In response to this, the European Union banned neonicotinoids, or neonids for short, in 2013. Under pressure from the beekeepers, the US is considering a similar move, but has become a bit cautious about it because infestations appear to have increased and crop yields decreased significantly in Europe after 3 neonid-free years. Opponents of the ban consider this a decisive argument that the benefits of neonids outweigh the drawbacks, but proponents argue that this conclusion is premature at best because neonids not only kill pests, but also the insects that prey upon them, and that it will take several more years for these populations to re-establish themselves as a significant factor in pest control. On September 24th, students, teachers, parents, and community volunteers will be out at local schools across Arizona, planting trees, building greenhouses, doing energy audits, or maybe building chicken coops as part of the 5th annual Green Apple Day of Service. This year, the U.S. Green Building Council Arizona will be providing up to $5,000 in grants to help fund green apple projects at Arizona schools. USGBC Arizona will be offering up to 10 grants of $500 each. Grants are available only for K-12 schools in Arizona. The grant application submission deadline is September 2nd. Grant winners will be announced by September 9th. For more information about USGBC Arizona's grant program or to request a grant application, email Scott Pierce at scott@energyplanning.org. K-12 schools in the Tucson and Phoenix metro regions can now also apply for grants up to $4,000 from Water Management Group to create a living lab, an urban desert oasis. The application deadline is September 26th. Go to watershedmg.org to learn more. On August 14th, a team from the Technical University of Eindhoven in the Netherlands started out on a trip around the world on 2 battery-powered motorcycles. The motorcycles run on 24 rechargeable batteries, have a top speed of 100 miles an hour and a range of 236 miles on a full charge. The team claims they are the first battery-powered tour bikes in the world. Recharging locations have been arranged for every night of the 18,000-mile journey with local businesses, universities and residents, even on the desolate trek from Iran to Kazakhstan. By accomplishing this feat, the team hopes to show that electric bikes perform just as well as fossil fuel-powered bikes, except they lack that gratifying roar when pulling away at the traffic light. You can find the text of this program and the relevant links on the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org under programs/mini-programs and email us at theweeklygreen@kxci.org. This is Dan Lout. Thank you for listening.